Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, a quite epic perek, the third perek of Masechta Sukkah, perek Lulav HaGozel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Ovadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah ben Smecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel ben Chana Yitta. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Reb Moshe Chaya. So perek Lulav HaGozel requires no introduction in terms of understanding the basics of the backdrop of perek Lulav HaGozel, but really it does require an introduction in terms of understanding the sugyas a little bit better. So what we'll do is we'll make a pshara. We'll start simply by introducing the mitzvah, which we're all familiar with, and Be'ezus Hashem, at the end of the daf, we'll take a step back and introduce some of the lumdus. So the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, which of course is the topic of perek Lulav HaGozel, is mentioned in one pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parshas Emor. It's Perichov Gimel Pasuk Mem. The Torah says, "Ulokachtem lochem bayoyim harishayim." This is referring to the first day of Sukkos. Pri Eitz Hadar. You should take a Pri Eitz Hadar, also known as an Esrig. Kapis Temarim, also known as a lulav. Va'anaf Eitz Avos, also known as Hadasin. Va'arve Nochal and Aravos. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. And you should use the Dalet Minim to be besimcha lefnei Hashem in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all 7 days of Sukkos. So this one pasuk is the pasuk that introduces the mitzvah saaseh, the eraisa of Dalet Minim. Now the truth is that if you simply are ma'ayin a little bit in Pashup Shad in the pasuk, there would seem to be two things happening. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Ulokachtem lechem b'yoyim harishayim priyetzad the kapas parim vanafitz oves v'arvei nachal." Then the end of the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim." So is the mitzvah ulokachtem lechem b'yoyim harishayim the first day of Sukkos, or is the mitzvah usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim all 7 days of Sukkos? So the truth is, it's mavur in the Mishnayos and in the Gemaras that there are really two dinim or two mitzvahs as it relates to Dalet Minim. There's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim that's only 1 day, ulokachtem lechem b'yom harishayim, and there's another mitzvah of Dalet Minim that's 7 days, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. Hoketzad. The mitzvah of ulokachtem lechem b'yom harishayim is begvulin, anywhere outside of the makom hamikdash. The mitzvah of usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim is, as the words imply, lifnei Hashem alekeichem, when you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're in the mikdash, that's when there's a mitzvah of 7 days. In other words, midai raisa, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, is 1 day or 7 days, it depends. If you're in the makom hamikdash, usmachtem lifnei Hashem, then dalach shivas yomim. You have a mitzvah esei dai raisa of Dalet Minim for 7 days. If, however, you're anywhere outside of the makom hamikdash, there's still a mitzvah esei dai raisa of Dalet Minim, ulakachtem lochem, but there it's only b'yoyim harishayim on the first day. Now, the Mishnah says, a very, very well-known Mishnah, daf mem Dalet, that mishachara beis hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a lot of takonos, Zeichel HaMikdash, because he wanted Yidden to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the Tanon that witnessed the Churban. So he had been alive at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He witnessed the Churban, and he was the Maneh Gadar immediately after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it was very important to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to make sure that the Yidden do certain things to remember what it was once like when there was a Beis HaMikdash. He didn't want the Yidden to forget what life is like with the Beis HaMikdash. And he made several takonis. One of the takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made was, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to take Dalet Minim for 7 days. We're in the Mikdash. Outside of the Mikdash, no. He says, but now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there's no way to be Mekayim usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Zeichel HaMikdash, midrabbanon, a Yid should take Dalet Minim all 7 days of Sukkos. So the reason we today and Chutz La'aretz, or us outside of the Makom HaMikdash, take Dalet Minim for 7 days, is really a combination of a mitzvah esed deraisa and a mitzvah esed derabbanan. The first day it's a mitzvah esed deraisa. The latter 6 days, all it is a mitzvah esed derabbanan. This very simple introduction, just from reading psukim and a few mishnayos, is critical in understanding some of the sugyas that we're going to learn, most notably today's daf. So again, as it relates to the mitzvah of dalet minim outside of the mikdash, is it deraisa or is it derabbanan? It depends. The first day it's a deraisa. The latter 6 days, all it is a derabbanan, and not just a derabbanan. It's Zecher LeMikdash. It's a Derabbanan that was instituted at its core as a way of remembering the fact that there was once a Beis HaMikdash. So when we take our Dalet Minim on Chol HaMoed and on Hashanah Rabbah, really we're supposed to be remembering the Beis HaMikdash. This is in a Meshkochech Yerushalayim in some way. That's what the original institution was, the Meshach HaGolos. Not only do people sometimes forget the Beis HaMikdash, but we even forget about the things that we do as a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. But this is the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. The first day, it's a day Raisa, Lekachtam Lechem B'Yayim Arisha. In the next 6 days, it's a Zecher to what was once a mitzvah day Raisa. As the Pasuk says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Aleikechem Shivas Yom. So we'll very much come back to this at the end of the daf. But now we have one of the most famous dafen in Shas to learn. Zok the Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel. If somebody steals a lulav, V'hayavesh, or if someone has a lulav, but it's oisketriken, it's dried out. If someone takes a lulav that was used as avodah zarah, meaning somebody worshipped this lulav, v'shal ir hanidachas, or somebody takes a lulav that grew in an ir hanidachas. Ir hanidachas is a city where the majority of the members of the city were oved avodah zarah. So the halacha is pasul. All of the above mentioned lulavim are going to be pasul. Niktam roisha, if the top of the lulav gets cut off, nifritzu alav, or if the alim, the leaves of the lulav, get detached from the spine, from the shedra of the lulav, pasul. It's also pasul. Nifridu alav kasha. If the leaves didn't get detached from the shedra, however, they're spread out very widely, so there it's kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says yagdenu mil maila. No, it's not. So push it. What you need to do is you have to tie it a little bit on top. If you tie it, it's going to be okay. But if you don't tie it, it's going to be a problem. Sini Hara Barzel shares. Do lulavim that grew in Hara Barzel, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, are also kasha. Lulav sheish by shleish tfachim. A lulav that's 3 tfachim tall. Kedelin aneya boy. Rashi quotes the Gemara later. This means, plus it has a 4th tefach, which allows you to do the nanuim. It allows you to shuckle the lulav. Kasher, it's going to be kasher. In other words, the shear of a kasher lulav is 4 tefachim. So this Mishnah is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the critical dinim of Hilchas Lulav. And today's daf is going to focus on the first two. Lulav HaGazel V'Hayavesh Pasul. Zok de Gemar. Kapasik V'Tani. The Mishnah was Soysen. Meaning, Loishna B'Yantav Rishon V'Loishna B'Yantav Sheni. The Mishnah said, Lulav HaGazel V'Hayavesh is Pasul. It sounds like there's no difference if we're discussing the first day of Sukkot or if we're discussing the second day or the third day or the fourth day. Now, what's the difference between the first day and the second day? That was the brief introduction. The first day, assuming we're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chi of Dalet Minim is a Chi of Deiraisa. The second day, it's only a Zecher LeMikdash, one of the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's only a Derabbanan. So in essence, what the Gemara is saying is, Kapasak V'tani Loishna B'Yantav Rishon V'Loishna B'Yantav Sheni, that a Lulav HaGazel V'Yovish is possible both on the first day when the Chi of Dalet Minim is a Chi of Deiraisa, and on the second day when the Chi of Dalet Minim is only a Derabbanan. So it doesn't matter if you're doing now a Mitzvah Deiraisa, or if you're doing now a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Either way, the halacha is going to be the same. A lulav HaGazel is going to be pasul, and a lulav HaYavesh is going to be pasul. And the Gemara asks Akash, Bishlemi Yavesh, Hadabina. I understand why a lulav HaYavesh is pasul even on the second day of Yontif, even though the whole mitzvah of Dalet Minim on the second day of Yontif is a Derabbanan. Because at the end of the day, it says in the Torah, Hadar. Meaning, why is a lulav HaYavesh pasul? The reason is, the Gemara is going to say later, because it says in the Torah, Ulakachtam Lachem B'Yoyim HaRishoin, pre-Eitz Hadar. Now, the truth is, the word Hadar is referring back to pre-Eitz. Pre-Eitz is the Esrik. So the Torah says that at the Esrik has to be Hadar. But the Gemara is going to say that there's a hekesh between the Lulav and the Esrik that teaches me that just like the Esrik has to be Hadar, so too the Lulav has to be Hadar. So it says in the Torah that a Lulav has to be Hadar. It says an Esrik has to be Hadar, but we learn Lulav from Esrik. So if it has to be Hadar on the first day, so it makes sense that it should have to be Hadar on the second day as well. Now, even though the second day, the mitzvah is only a mitzvah derabbanan, but Tosfos speaks out, kol the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. So if the mitzvah saseh deraisa of lulav requires that the lulav be hadar, As a result, a lulav ha-yavesh is possible. So it just makes sense that on the second day of Yontif, where the mitzvah of lulav is only derabbanon, ke'en deiraisa, a lulav ha-yavesh should be possible. Again, it should have to be hadar. So the Gemara says, I understand why a lulav ha-yavesh is possible on the first day where the mitzvah is a deiraisa, and on the second day when the mitzvah is only derabbanon. Elo gazel frek the Gemara. But as it relates to lulav ha-gazel, bishlam yontif rishon, bishlam the first day yontif, the chsiv lochem. I understand why on the first day yontif, a lulav ha-gazel is possible. Because it says in the Torah, ulakachtem lochem b'yom harishon. Lochem means mishalochem. You have to own it. If you stole it, you don't own it. It's not yours. So if it's not yours, it belongs to the person you stole it from. So therefore, you can't be yotze. Elo b'yontif sheni am I loy. But on the second day of yontif, why can't you be yotze? Frek the Gemara, in other words, why is a lulav ha-gazel possible on the second day of Yontif? The first day Yontif, I understand, ulakachtam lechem. But on the second day Yontif, I don't understand. Now Tosfos right away interjects the obvious question. Why don't we say the same thing? That being that there's a din lochem on the first day Yontif, the second day Yontif, it's true, the obligation to take the aluminum is only a derabbanon, but say, call the tikkun rabbanon, kein derais a tikkun. Just like the Gemara understands why a lulav ha-yavesh was possible on the second day, even though Yavesh has learned out from Priyetz Hadar, which the Torah said regarding Gulakachtam Lechem B'Yoy Marishon, but still, called a Tikkun Rabbanon, came day Raisa Tikkun, so even though the second day the whole obligation is a Durabbanon, but still it makes sense that there should be a Din of Hadar. So say the same thing regarding Lechem. It says Gulakachtam Lechem B'Yoy Marishon, granted it says it regarding B'Yoy Marishon, but once Chazal instituted a Din of Dalid Minim the rest of Yontif, albeit Midurabbanon, say called a Tikkun Rabbanon, came day Raisa Tikkun. It's the most obvious question in the world. It's impossible to understand the Gemara's Kasha without asking that question. So Tosfos asks the Kasha. It's one of the long Tosfos in today's daf. And Tosfos says that you have to say that the Gemara assumed that Hadar, the Rabbanon instituted, when they said you have to take Dalim Min and the rest of Yontif. Lochem, the Rabbanon didn't institute. And that's what the Gemara is asking, that I understand why a lulav ha-yavesh is possible in the time that my obligation to take Dalim Minim is only midrabbanon, but I don't understand why a lulav ha-gazel is possible. And what's the difference? So Taisa says the difference must be that Hadar talks to the actual lulav. Lochem talks to who owns the lulav. So where it's nageya, to talk in lamdisha terms, the heftza of the lulav is yavesh, it's not Hadar. So there it makes sense that even though on the second day my whole obligation is a derabbanon, but called the tikkun rabbanon, came day raisa tikkun. But lochem or not lochem, whether the lulav is stolen or not stolen, the actual lulav is the same. The question is in the gavra, who owns it? The owner, is it mine or is it not mine? But being that it's not touching the actual lulav, so there the Gemara thought in Svara that lochem, yeah, on the first day, but I don't see why there should be a din lochem on the rest of Yontif. But in short, what the Gemara's kasha is, why is a lulav ha-gazel possible on the second day of Yontif? The first day Yontif, I understand why it's possible. Lokachtam lochem. If it's gazel, it's not lochem. But on the second day Yontif, why is it possible? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai. It's Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai. The reason is, Mishum Da'havalei Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira. You want to know why you can't be yotza the mitzvah of lulav, the second day yontif, where the whole mitzvah is a derabbanon, with a lulav ha-gazel, it's not because of lochem. Lochem was said regarding the first day of yontif, but rather it's because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. You're going to do the mitzvah, but what gave you the ability to do the mitzvah? The fact that you have a lulav. Had you acquired the lulav, you stole it. Lo yisigzal is an avera. So your mitzvah was bal yadei avera, and you can't fulfill a mitzvah if it's bal yadei avera. What's the makar to that? Shenemar. It's a pasuk in Sefer Malachi, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel. Everyone knows the halacha mitzvah baba avera, but not everyone knows the makar to mitzvah baba avera. This is the makar right here. So the pasuk says, "Va'avesem gozel, ve'esha piseach, ve'esha choylo." This is a Kaddish Baruch Kaviyachal talking and says, you're bringing karbonis to me, but these are not quality karbonis. These are karbonis you weren't supposed to bring. You brought a carbon that was a gazel, it was a stolen animal. It was a piseach, the animal had a mum. It was a chayla. These were karbonis that would not be fitting to be given to a king. Hashem says, do you expect me to accept a carbon like that? So this pasuk said Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which seemed to equate a carbon that's stolen to a carbon that has a mum. And we learn from here, gazel domi the piseach. Just like a piseach, just like an animal animal that's a biseach. This is a mum that has no refuah. There's no way for it to go away. So too, an animal that's stolen would have no takanta. What does that mean? Once a person steals an animal, there's no way for him to bring the carbon. It doesn't matter if the owner of the carbon was miyayesh or if the owner of the carbon was not miyayesh. So we're going to talk a little bit more about yiyush in a moment. But now the Gemara says like this, bishlami lifnei yiyush, bishlami if the owner wasn't miyayesh. So I understand why the halacha is that you can't be yoitza your mitzvah's carbon with such an animal. I understand why Hashem would say, ha'ertze, oisam yetchem, amar Hashem. Right, why would I want this? Because the Pasuk says, odem ki yakriv mikem amar achman of alav didehu. The Pasuk right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, this is literally Perikal of Pasuk Beis. Da'ar b'nei Yisrov amar taleim, odem ki yakriv mikem carbon. And we learn from there that a carbon has to belong to the person that's bringing the carbon. V'alav didehu, it's not yours. I understand that if somebody steals an animal, the owner wasn't miyayish, so it for sure still belongs to the original owner. You, the Gazlan, don't own it. Of course he can't fulfill the mitzvah with it. So this is a puzzle of carbon, and that's why Hashem says that a carbon like this, it's like an animal that has a mum, it's like an animal that's not supposed to be brought on the mizbech. If, however, there was yiyush, how can you be yiyush? You were kind of with yiyush. So if you were kind of with yiyush, then at that point it's yours. So what's the problem? The reason must be mishum dehavalei mitzvah haba ba'aveira. It must be because it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, and you can't fulfill a mitzvah if it's ba'al yedei aveira. And therefore, an animal that's gozel is not okay to be brought as a carbon. It doesn't matter if the owner was miyayish, in which case it's yours. Again, we'll see more about yish soon. And it doesn't matter if the owner was not miyayish, in which case it's not yours. Either way, it's a problem. So again, bishlam, if the owner was not miyayish, so it doesn't belong to you. Adam ki'akim ken carbon. But if the owner was miyayish, it's yours. So what's the problem? Oh, must be because there's something called mitzvah baba there. So the Gemara is going to digress for a second. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Meshum Rabbi Shum Ba'ichai. Rabbi Yechon said, Neim Meshum Rabbi Shchai, in the same vein. Ma'idach Siv, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Ki'ani Hashem Oyev mishpat soine gozel ba'oilos. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samachala. So Hashem says, I hate gezela, specifically ba'oilo, when it comes to a carbon oilo. So Rav Shim Ba'ichoy said, Mashal Melech Basav Adam, this can be explained when a Melech Basav Adam shayo oiver al beis hameches. He was once going through a toll booth, so to speak. Amalav Adav. So he turned to his chevra, his entourage, and he told them, Tnu meches lemuchsim. Pay the tax that you're supposed to. Amalav, they told him, like, kol hameches kulei shalchahu. He said, why are you paying the taxes? You're literally taking money from one pocket and you're putting it into the other pocket. It doesn't make any sense. Amalem, so he told me, Menu yilmudu kol oivrei drachim. No, he says, because I'm not doing it for myself, but I want people to learn from me. If people are going to see that I'm paying the tax, they'll pay the tax as well. V'lo yavrichu atzma min hameches, and they're not going to run away. Afa kodesh baruch hu amar. That's what a kodesh baruch hu is saying. Ani Hashem soyne gozo ba'oilo. I don't like zeila when it comes to a carbon oil. Hashem says, I never like zeila. But he's bringing out the point. He says, even when it comes to an oil, what does that mean? The Reuven stole from Shimon. What did he do with the thing that he stole? He gave it to the Eibishter. Now, the truth is, when Reuven took it from Shimon, who was he really taking it from? Lashem Aritzumlaya. He was also taking it from Hashem. So really, you stole it from Hashem, and you're giving it back to Hashem. So kedai techamina, that maybe that shouldn't be gzela. That's Rav Shimon Ba'yichai's mashal, that the Melech says that even though I'm taking it from one pocket, I'm putting it into the other pocket, and that's why the Torah emphasized, Ani Hashem soy negozel. But the bottom line is, you want to know why a lulav agazel is possible the first day? It's possible lukachem lachem yom rishon. This din lachem. But what about the second day yont? If there is no din lachem, since there's no din lachem, so what's the problem? Why can't you be yoitza with a lulav agazel? And don't tell me kol the tikkun rabbanon came day raisa tikkun. That's true for a lulav ayovish, where it affects the actual lulav. But over here, it's not affecting the actual lulav. So why would a lulav agazel be possible on the second day of yontif? So the teretz is amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ba'yechoy, mishum dahavalei mitzvah ba'aveira. Because at the end of the day, even though there's no din lachem, but you want to fulfill a mitzvah, that mitzvah can't be ba'al yedei aveira. And if the mitzvah is ba'al yedei aveira, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Yovesh pasul mipnei she'enoi hadar. A lulav ayovesh is pasul because it's not hadar. That's why it's possible the first day of Yontif, and that's why it's possible all 7 days of Yontif. Gozel possible, the reason lulav gozel is possible, mishum dehavalei mitzvah haba ba'aveira. It's because it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So Rabbi Yochanan said it in the name of Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, and Rav Ami said it as well. So before we go weiter, just to pause for literally a second, there's so many important toisfas in over here on this daf. So the top toisfas on daf Lamed Amud Aleph is a toisfas that we're not going to talk about today, but it's a toisfas that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken a lot about over the years. Most notably in Masechtas Pesachim, where we discussed Tosfos' kasha related to matzah shel tevel. But that's a whole nother conversation, and there'll be many related raid bites associated with this Tosfos. But Tosfos asks a very, very big kasha. Tosfos asks, he said, if the halacha is that mitzvah haba b'aveira, the Mishnah said that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav with a lulav shel ashera v'shel ir hanidachas, a lulav that was used as an avodah zarah, or a lulav that was part of a city where the people worshipped avodah zarah. Freitai sakasha, what's the havamina? And the Gemara later brings sources. Psukim, how you know you can yoitza the mitzvah with such a lulav? Freitai says, why need psukim for? Why need psukim for? Typically, it's a mitzvah babaveir. Tosfos is kasha regarding matzah shel tevel, just to mention the question, is the Gemara says in Pesachim Lamed Hei Amud Beis, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah b'leil haseder if the matzahs are tevel. And the Gemara has a whole cheshbon, why not? It's a mitzvah b'aveir. No, Tosfos took this yisoid of mitzvah b'aveir, whose sources write his sukkah daf lamed amud alf, and Tosfos started asking himself a whole bunch of different questions from different sugis and shas. There seem to be different sugis and shas, but the Gemara is trying to find sources for why you can't fulfill a mitzvah when it's bal yedei avera. If there's a general concept called mitzvah baba avera, why don't we just say that a lulav shal asher v'shal ir anidachas is problematic because the mitzvah baba avera? Why don't we just say that matzah shal tevel is a problem because the mitzvah baba avera? And Tosfos says a teretz. But the punchline as it relates to this one short comment is, we spoke a lot about Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Tes, and it was also Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin, said it says Chag HaSukkah Tasa Lecha Lecha Lamutei Gzula, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah with a Sukkah Gzula. Tosfos asks his famous kasha, why need a pasuk to tell me you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah with a Sukkah Gzula? It's simple, you can't fulfill it. It's a mitzvah baba aveira. And Tosfos teretz is V'yesh Loimar. I'm reading from Tosfos Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The time of the mitzvah baba aveira lav doy raisa elamad rabbana. The whole concept of mitzvah baba aveira is only a din de rabbana. It's not a din de raisa. True, if mitzvah baba aveira was a de raisa, then you wouldn't need any pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is not okay. But being that the whole din of mitzvah baba aveira is a din dirabanan, midday raisa really is okay, so midday raisa you wouldn't have any issue with mitzvah baba aveira. The whole mitzvah baba aveira is merely a din dirabanan. Is makshem achroinim, if Tosfos shita is that mitzvah baba aveira is only a din dirabanan, and that was Tosfos teretz tis kashan daf tesam and aleph, why you need a pasuk of chag asukas tasa l'cholamute gzula, and you can't simply say it's a mitzvah baba aveira? So what's Tosfos' kashans over here in daf lamed amud aleph? This top Tosfos over here on the amid, famous Tosfos, but Tosfos is struggling to understand lulav shal asherah, lulav shal ir anidachas, matzah shal tevel. It's very simple why you can't say mitzvah baba aveira, because mitzvah baba aveira, although it's a very famous concept, it's a din derabanan. It's not a din deraisa. So the reason we need a pasuk to tell me lulav shel asher v'shel ir anidachas is a problem is because we want to know it's a problem in deraisa. The reason the Gemara in Lamed Hei and Psachim needs a whole cheshbon to tell me that matzah shel tevel is a problem because we want to know that it's a problem in deraisa. In other words, from the fact that Tosfos and Daf Lamed asked from lulav shel asheru v'shel ir anidachas, and Tosfos asked for matzah shel tevel, and he didn't say what he said on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Dachreinim Amaychiach, that Tosfos and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, must be of the opinion that mitzvah baba aveira is a psul deiraisa. In other words, we have two Tosfosin, two famous Tosfosin in Masechta Sukkah. One is on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the other one is on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. They both talk about mitzvah haba b'aveir. There's other Tosfos in here on the Amid that talk about mitzvah haba b'aveir. But there's two Tosfos in that talk about mitzvah haba b'aveir, and they contradict each other. Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph discusses mitzvah haba b'aveir, and Tosfos says very clearly, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, from his kashas and from the terutzim that he didn't give, it's very, very clear that Tosfos was of the opinion that mitzvah haba b'aveir is really a din d'raisa. But again, lulav hagazel is possible. It's possible on the first day, and it's possible all 7 days. On the first day, it's possible. That's easy. Lakachtam lochem b'yoyim harishon. It has to be yours. If it's not yours, it can't be yoytza. By the way, on the first day of Yontif, you can't even be yoytza if the lulav is shol. Even if you borrowed it, you can't be yoytza. Because it's a din lochem. It has to be yours. If I can't borrow a lulav, of course I can't steal a lulav. There's a din that it has to be my lulav. The rest of Yontif, there's no halacha of lochem. Because the rest of Yontif, the whole mitzvah's dalminim is only the rabbanon. And even though usually called the tikkun rabbanon, came derais a tikkun, for whatever reason, like Tosfos says, we don't apply it to the halacha of lochem. So If that's the case, why is the Lulav HaGazel puzzle? So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Ami said the same exact thing. It's because if you steal a Lulav and then try to fulfill a mitzvah with it, this is a classic example of mitzvah Abba Aveir. And whether mitzvah Abba Aveir is puzzle midrabanon, like Tosfos says on Daftes, or whether mitzvah Abba Aveir is puzzle midairaiso, like Tosfos says on Davlamin, either way, it's puzzle. And that's why Lulav HaGazel, Kapasik Vetani, Loishna Beyantiv Rishon, Loishna Beyantiv Sheini, stating that, not everybody agrees with this. This is not like Rav Yitzchak. Because Rav Yitzchak Ben Nachmeni said in the name of Shmuel, this really traces itself back to the great Amor Shmuel. He said that when the Mishnah said that a lulav HaGazel is possible, it's only true for a Yontif Rishon. But as it relates to Yontif Sheni, being that Yontif Sheni, you can be Yotza with a borrowed lulav, because there's no halach of lachem. That's just a fancy way of saying there's no halach of lachem on the second day of Yontif. Yotza nami begazel. Therefore, you could be yotza with a lulav hagazel as well. Frek the Gemara. Masif Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked the question. He said lulav hagazel ayavish pasul. The Mishnah said a lulav hagazel and a yavish is pasul. Now again, just let's be clear. According to Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon by Yochanan, according to Rav Ami, when we say lulav hagazel is pasul, it means all 7 days of Yontif. According to Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni in the name of Shmuel, it just means the first day Yontif, right? So the Gemara asked the Geshmak of Kasha. It sounds like only a lulav HaGazel's puzzle. Hasha Kasha. If you would borrow it, less dramatic than stole it, it would be Kasha. Amos, what are we discussing? Ilay mibi Yontif Rishon. Does this mean the first day Yontif? Haksiv lochem. Mishal lochem. You can't be Yotza with a lulav HaShol. Vay lab di deyu. It's not yours. The first day Yontif, there's a din alokachtam lochem. Which means you can't be Yotza if it's stolen. You can't be Yotza if it's borrowed. El lab Yontif Sheni. Must be, based on the diuk of the Mishnah, we're talking about the second day of Yontif. That's why Gozel's a problem, but Shaul is not a problem. Victani Gozel puzzle, and it says clearly that Gozel is puzzle. So the Gemara asks a bomb kasha on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that when the Mishnah says lulav HaGazel pasul means the first day Yontif, so it's not only Gazel, it should be also Shaul. So why did the Mishnah simply say lulav HaGazel? It's even a lulav HaShaul. Or from the fact that it says Gazel, and implied from this that Shaul is okay, must be we're not talking about the first day Yontif. So you see lulav HaGazel's pasul on the second day Yontif. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, some have the Gersa, Amar Rav Ashi, Loilam Yontif Rish. Really, it's talking about the first day. What's the kasha? If it's the first day Yontif, so why are you just saying lulav HaGazel is possible? Say better. Lulav HaShol is possible. No, the Mishnah actually thought that is a big chiddush to say that a lulav HaGazel is a problem than a lulav HaShol. Meaning, it would actually be a havamina that you can't be yotza with a lulav that you borrow, but you can be yotza with a lulav that you stole. How so? Because loimi bayashol, the lavdi dehu, if you borrow something from somebody else, so it's for sure not yours. Aval gozel, but when it comes to stealing, there is a possibility, as we'll see in a moment, to steal something, and that thing that you stole will become yours. Because ema stam gezela yish baylamu. Maybe stam gezela, when you steal something from someone, the implication is that the person probably gave up hope. He was miyayish. Once that person's miyayish, you're actually kind of the thing that you stole. Ukididei dami. You did something very terrible, but at the same time, now it's yours. So you would have thought that maybe a lulav HaGazel is kosher. Kamashmal, and that's the chiddush, that a lulav HaGazel is possible. But the bottom line is, we have a machloikis amayron, how to read the Mishnah. Lulav HaGazel, possible. According to Rabbi Yochanan, name of Shem Ba'ichai, and according to Rav Ami, it's possible on the first day, and it's possible really all 7 days. The first day is possible because it's a din lochem, even Sha'ul is possible. The latter 6 days is possible because it's a mitzvah above Aveira. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, in the name of Shmuel, when the Mishnah said lulav HaGazel possible, means only the first day. And the reason it's possible on the first day is because on the first day there's a din of lochem. As it relates to the rest of Yontif, you could be yotza with a lulav HaGazel. Now, what's the obvious kasha? According to Shmuel, you could be yotza the rest of Yontif with a lulav HaGazel. What happened to mitzvah abav aveira? Does Shmuel not hold of mitzvah abav aveira? So this is also Tosfos kasha. It's the last Tosfos on the Amid, a very short Tosfos. And Tosfos says, Hacha dafka shehu midrabanan lechayesh a mitzvah abav aveira. Avada Shmuel holds a mitzvah abav aveira. It's learned out from Sukkim. There's no question Shmuel holds a mitzvah abav aveira. Shmuel said you could be yotza the rest of Yontif with a lulav HaGazel. Must be because the rest of Yontif, the whole mitzvah's dalin minim is only the Rabbanon. Shmuel holds that by a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah above aver. This should not be confused with the Stiris HaToisvus that we were discussing earlier. The Stiris HaToisvus we're discussing where you have a mitzvah de Raisa that was Baba Avera, Now you're not yoytzin a mitzvah. You're not yoytzin a deraisa, so you're not yoytzin a derabon. It's a different conversation. This is where the actual mitzvah is a mitzvah derabon. Do you have the din mitzvah baba avera by a mitzvah derabon? Or do you not have the din a mitzvah baba avera by a mitzvah derabon? That's not a steer in Tosfos. That's a machloikis amayram. And the way Tosfos learns the sugya, that is the machloikis that's going on over here in our sugya. So before we learn the next part of the Gemara, we have to refresh our memory just a tiny bit for some of the sugyas that are in Masechtas Bava Kamma, specifically Perek Meruba and Perek HaGoyzel Eitzim. And that is, if somebody finds a lost item, somebody lost something, someone else found, there's a whole Perek in Shas, second Perek in Masechtas Bava Metziah, Eilam Metziah Shaloi, Ve'elu Chayiv Lahachris. When there are times that you can keep that thing that you found, and then there are times where you have a mitzvah to say Deiraisa of Ashavas HaVeda. What does it depend on? High level, what it depends on is, was the owner miyayish, or was the owner not miyayish? Meaning, if we assume that the person that lost the object gave up hope on this object, doesn't think he's ever going to find it, he was miyayish, he's done with it, it's unfortunate, but he understands he's never going to see it again, so then if I find it, I can keep it. That's Eilu Metziah Shaloi. If, however, the assumption is that the owner was not miyayish, that's Eilu Chayv L'Hachris, that's when I would have an obligation to take this item, and I would have to give it back. The premise of the laws of Ashavas Aveda and of Perek Eilu Metzias is the halacha that Yiyush is koina. Now, how exactly does Yiyush work? That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But for our simple situation, Yiyush works be'erech the way Hefker works. So just like if someone's mafker something, Hefker, someone else can say koina, and now it belongs to him. Yiyush, it's not Hefker, but it's mitam hefker. It works similar to the concept of hefker, and that's the concept of yish. Yish, if someone's miyayish from something, another person can be koina. It's Yidua, the Kutzker Rebbe. We spoke out a lot from the Kutzker Rebbe this week. The Kutzker Rebbe used to say that why is yish koina? So he said it's an oinish. Falayi tunish miyayish zan. And if you're miyayish, now this person has a right to take your thing. He said yish koina is an oinish. But that's not locha of yish. So here's the question. What happens if somebody steals something from somebody? Reuven steals something from Shimon. He was overly sigzoy, like signoy. He did something very, very bad. And now the owner of the item was miyayish. Do you say yish koina? Or do you not say yish koina? So if somebody loses something, I find that the person was miyayish, yish koina. What if I took the thing from somebody and the person was miyayish? If there's an institution called yish, it's the premise of the whole Perek Eilu Metziah, Yish is koina midai raisa. So do you have Yish by Gzela, do you not? So the Gemara discusses this in Perek Meruba, and the Gemara says it's a machloikas amira. Do others that held, yeah, Yish is koina. So if you steal something and the owner's miyayish, you get to keep the item. Do others that said no. When do you say Yish is koina? That's when it's been the hetera asaliyadi. When you picked it up, you had a right to pick it up. You had a mitzvah to pick it up. Hatshavas aveda. If, however, it was bisura asaliyadi, you took it be'isr, so then the halach is going to be that Yish is not koina. Now, just to be clear, even if Yish is koina, that just means that the gazlan gets to keep the item. It doesn't mean he wasn't overly sigzal. It doesn't mean he doesn't have to make the person whole. It just means that you want to know who the owner of this item is. Who has title on this thing right now? It's not the Nigzal, it's the Gazlan. Because there's a Chiddush of Yish Koina. But of course, in no way does that absolve the Gazlan of what it is that he did. And of course, he has an obligation to make the Nigzal monetarily whole. That's not the discussion. The discussion is, who owns the item? That's what the discussion is. And as Machlaik is, Yish Koina. Or maybe, being that it was with the Isura Asliyade, over here, Yish is not going to be kind. But it's also Mavur in the Sugis of Bava Kamma, that even though there's a Mandama that holds that Yish is not koina, that is the Pashtos. But if you have Yish and there's a Shinui of some sorts that was done to the item that was stolen, at that point, everyone agrees there's going to be a Kinyan in effect, meaning the Gazlan's now going to own the item. So what's a Shinui? Number one, Shinui Maisa. Hagoizel Eitzim Vason Kalim. That's a whole Pirik and Masachtas Bava Kamma. So if somebody would steal wood, and then he would take the wood and he would fashion a Kali out of it. So now there was a Shinui Maisa. The actual thing that he stole was physically altered. As a result, there was Yiyush A, Shinui 2, Yiyush for Shinui Maisa. Now the Gazlan gets to keep it. Another example would be Shinui Hashem. The name of the item that you stole. It used to be Yikarish, maybe Yisrael, one thing, and now all of a sudden it has another name. Shinui Hashem. The Shinui Hashem itself is considered a significant change, and that could also impact the fact that now the Gazan's going to own it. Or Shinu Rishos, where somebody steals something and then he gives it away to somebody else. He gifts it or he sells it. So there too, you would have the halacha of Yish Veshinu. So again, as it relates to someone stealing an item, Yish Koina, Yish not Koina, major sugi and shatz, even if the old Yish is not Koina, but if there's a Yish and a Shinu, then the Gazan can be Koina. Whether it's Shinu Maisa, whether it's a Shinu Hashem, or whether it's going to be a Shinu Rishos. And again, just to be clear, Avada the Gazlan, even if he's koina with Yish and Shinei Rishos and Shinei Mais and Shinei Shem, is going to be achroi for what it is he did. That's not the question. The question is, who owns the item right now? Now, what does this have to do with what we're learning right now? Shinei Mol, it has to do with what we're learning right now. You could see so obviously why this would intersect with Perek Lulav HaGazel. Because when it comes to Dalin Minim, there's a halacha, the first day of Sukkot anyways, that your lulav has to be yours. There's a tenai that it has to be lochem. So what happens if someone has a lulav agazel? Someone stole something. So the question is it mine or is it not mine? Was the person overlay sigzal? That doesn't matter as it relates to the lulav agazel. Mitzvah b'aveir, okay, but let's put that aside right now. It's whether or not the person has a monetary obligation to make the person that he stole from whole, that also has nothing to do with the Shiloh right now. The question is, who is the owner of this lulav? Is it mine, the Gazlin, or is it yours, the Nigzal? If it belongs to the Gazlin could be Yoitzin as Mitzvah of Dalaminim. If it belongs to the Nigzal, then the Gazlin would not be able to be Yoitzin the Mitzvah of Dalaminim. Says the Gemara, on that note, another classic. Amalu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari. So Rav Huna told the Avankari. So Rashi says, Avankari atagari called Dover Listakovai. These are merchants, these are people, they used to peddle things. They would run around from place to place, and they would sell things. So these Avankari that Rav Huna was addressing, one of the things that they had in their line of products was they used to sell hadassim. So he told them like this, Kizavnisu asam ayakum. When you buy hadassim from Akum, so you go to the fields that are owned by non-Jews, and you buy hadassim from them. So he told them like this, like tigzezu atan. So if they're going to sell you X amount of bushels of hadassim, let them be the ones to do the Kitsira. Let them cut the hadassim off the field. You don't do it. Let them be the one to do it. And let them give it to you. My time. So Rav Huna explained, I'll tell you why I have this sensitivity. Because stam oivdei kechavim gazlone arasoninu. Because stam oivdei kechavim, not all, but stam oivdei kechavim, we have to assume that maybe this karka was stolen. Now, the karka ain't an exalus. But the truth is that yush, Rashi says, is not koino when it comes to karkas. You see, there's a long toisvis here. So this is a real bava kama line. The karka ain't an exalus. Yish, according to everybody, is not koino when it comes to karka. Hilkoch, therefore, liksnezu inu, let them be the ones to cut it. Ki hechi de lahava yish bailam biyadayu. So like this, when they give you the hadasim, there will be Yush Bailin when it's still in their Rishos, because now it's not going to be Karka anymore, because now that Dasim will just detach from the ground. Vishina Rishos be a Daichu, and when they hand it over to you, there's going to be a Shina Rishos. Like this, you'll be able to be coin it. Once you coin it, you can do whatever you want. So Rav Huna told Avankari that when you do your work, you have to be very sensitive to some of the Sugis in Perek Meruba and Akois and Leitzin. And that's why it's here in Lulav HaGazel. He said, when you buy the Hadassim from these Oivdei Kechavim, field owners, make sure that they cut the tefuah. You don't be the one to cut the tefuah. If you're going to be the one that's going to cut the tefuah, it's very mistaber that this tefuah was stolen. Now, yish, there's no yish when it's in a state of karka. That means when the adasim are attached to the ground, nothing happened. You're going to cut it. Now it's going to be metaltal. Now there's going to be yish. Yish itself is not koina. And because yish itself is not koina, that's how we're learning right now in the Gemara. Like the mandama that holds, be sura asul yod, they say yish is not koina. So you'll have no ability to be koina. If you have no ability to be koina, you can't do business with it because it's not going to be lochem. So what should you do? Let them cut it. Once they cut it, it will be metaltlin in their rishos. Then the yush of the owner is going to kick in because once it's metaltlin, now you already have the yush. When they give it to you, it's shina rishos. Even if yush is not koina, but like we said, yush v'shina rishos is koina, now it's going to be yours. Oh, at that point that it's going to be yours. Now you'll be able to do with it whatever it is you want. So what Rav Huna was trying to accomplish is that from the Avankari, when they're holding the Hadassim, it should be theirs already. It should be Yish Veshina Rishos. So the Gemara asks a very obvious question. What did the Avankari do with these Hadassim? They sold them. If they sold them, then even if they themselves would be the one to cut the Hadassim, when they sell it,
to the end user, it's anyways going to be shinu rishus. Afraid the Gemara, soif soif, ki gazru avankari lahava yush bailam biyodai. When they cut it, let it be yush in their rishus. Because once they cut it, now it's not karki anymore. You don't have the din of karki in exelis. You don't have the din that there's no yush when it comes to karka. Okay. But shinu rishus biyodai, the shinu rishus will be in the hands of the person that they sell it to. So afraid the Gemara, I don't understand why Rav Huna needed to say this. What did the Avankari do? This is something they do professionally. This is their trade. They would buy and they would sell. So at the end of the day, the end user is going to be buying it from the Avankari. So at that point, there's going to be Rishina Rishos. So the Gemara says, true, very good point. But Rav Huna was looking out for the Avankari's own mitzvah. Because he understood that the Avankari, when they have to take their own adasim, they're going to take the adasim that they took from this person. Their own adasim doesn't have Shina Rishos. It's true, the ones they sell, which is the overwhelming majority of the Avankari and Chanami. He wasn't worried about that. Because he knew you would anyways have Yiddish for Shina Rishos. But what he was worried about was his own. Faith the Gemara, like, what do you need Shina Rishos for? Isn't there anyway Shinei Maisa? And what's the Shinei Maisa? What do you do with that dasin? You put it in the lulav and then you wrap it all up. So Lucheri anyways have Shinei Maisa. So Mar says, Kasava lulav ain't tzarech eged. Rav Huna was of the opinion, you don't have to, you saw it's machlokes, Rav Huna, the Chachamim in the first parak. Rav Huna was of the opinion that lulav is ain't tzarech eged. You don't have to tie it. You don't have to tie it. There's no Shinei Maisa. Imtim tzalami lulav tzarech eged. Even if you want to say no, Rav Huna holds lulav tzarech eged, but still it's a Shinei achayz lebriyasehu. Shinei achayz lebriyasehu, leish mei shinu. It's true it's a Shinei, but this Shinei is eventually going to be undone, or not will be undone, but can easily be undone. It's very easy to untie it. When a shinoi maisa koina, you buy eitzim or you steal eitzim and you make a keli out of it. So you did something to it physically that you're not going to be able to unwind. But this is a shinoi achayz l'briyasa. Shinoi achayz l'briyasa. Lo yishmoish feitik mavlik nir b'shinoi Hashem. Don't you have a shinoi Hashem over here? Mikar havali asa. Because if you see hadasim growing in a field, someone asks you, what is it? He'll tell you it's a myrtle branch, right? It's an asa. V'hashto yishana. But now that you put it in the lulav, it gets a whole different name. It's called a Yishana. Samara says, I hear, but Mikar Nami Lasa Yishana Karilei. The bottom line is because these Adasim were usually used for the mitzvah, so they used to always refer to them as Yishanas. So you don't have a Shini Hashem, you don't have a Shini Maisa, Shini Rishos. Yeah, the Avankri, when they sell it, you would have a Shini Rishos, but for them themselves, you wouldn't have the Shini Rishos. So it's for that reason, Rav Huna told the Avankri that in light of the Sugya that we're learning, you should be very, very sensitive. Now, this end user, it sounds like, was eventually going to be able to use this. These hadasim, what happened to mitzvah baba averus? Again, I am berishoyin. Today's daf was an oversimplification of a heavy, heavy, heavy loaded daf. Not just that, the whole sugya that we learned the way Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara. But if you look into Rishonim, there's a whole plan B. There's a whole nother option of how you can learn the entire sugya, ayin sham. But regardless, what was the topic of the sugya? Lulav agazul pasul. And a machlokes amayiram, but that's only the first day of Sukkot. So whether it's all 7 days of Sukkot, Rabbi Yochanan said it in the name of Rashbi, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami also said it that a lulav agazel is possible all 7 days. The first day it's possible because even a shal is possible. Lekachtem lochem. If it's stolen, it's not lochem. What about the rest of Yontif? Mitzvah baba aver. Shmuel argues. Shmuel said lulav agazel is only possible the first day. The rest of Yontif, it's not possible. What happened to mitzvah baba aver? Because by mitzvah the Rabbanan Shmuel holds there's no problem of mitzvah above avera, and when it comes to understanding then a lulav agazel, it is lochem, it's not lochem. So really you have to learn bava kama bi'iyun in order to understand this very simple halacha of lulav agazel apostle. So as promised, just a little bit of an introduction to the halachos of dalet minim. So the pasuk that talks about dalet minim is really one pasuk in the Torah. It says ulakachtem lechem b'yom rishon priyetz hader kapis tamarim vanafetz avos va'arve nachal usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. Now it's interesting. There are two mitzvahs d'oraisa that a yid observes on Sukkot. You have the mitzvah of dalet minim, and you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. Basukkah stage for shivas yamim. The first half of the Masechta dealt primarily with the laws of Sukkah, and the second half of this Masechta is going to deal primarily with the halachas of Dalet Minim. In the Pasuk itself, there's a very obvious difference between the mitzvah of Lulav and the mitzvah of Sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Torah made a very big deal why it is we sin in a Sukkah. Basukkah is teshvu shivas yamim kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukkas. L'man yeidu deirei seichem. Ki basukas hayshavti es b'nei Yisrael by tzi oisam eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Torah gave a reason of why it is he sit in a sukkah. Now, as machlokes tanoim, there were different messiahs, what that reason even meant. Rabbi Eliezer said zeichel anani akavid. Rabbi Akiva said zeichel asukas mamish. But the point is l'man yedu deirei seichem. And we mentioned the Bach many times that says that because the Torah says, Laman Yedu Deresechem, this time of the Krah is something that actually infiltrates or penetrates the actual mitzvah. That when you're sitting in a sukkah, you have to have in mind why you're doing the mitzvah. Laman Yedu Deresechem, ki besukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael. Meaning, even if you hold mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana, here mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And even if you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, that usually means you just have to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah. But over here, it's not enough that you have in mind you're doing a mitzvah. Over here, you have to have in mind the reason that you're doing it. And according to the Bikurei Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, it's even ma'akiv that kavana. So when it comes to sukkah, the time of the cross is so critical in the actual mitzvah. When it comes to the Alminim, Torah doesn't tell us any reasons. Torah simply says, "Lakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishayim, priyetz hoder kapas tamarim, ve'anafei tzoveis v'arvei nachal, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim." There's no explanation for why it is you take the Dalaminim. And the truth is, it's so unclear that if you look in the Midrashim and in the Rishayim, there's so many different reasons that are given. If there's many answers to one question, that means there's no one clear answer, right? Why do you sit in a sukkah? Okay, there was machlokes tanum. I don't understand the pasuk, but at the very least, the Torah gave us guidance. We have an idea of why it is we sit in a sukkah. Why there's a mitzvah to take dalet minim? Nobody knows. And it's for that reason that there's a whole discussion in the Midrashim to try to understand a little bit. What are we doing? Ma'inyin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Ma'inyin Dalaminim Eitzel Yontav Sukkos. The Yontav of Sukkos is Eichel Anani HaKovid. Something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Comes after a Shani Yom Kippur. All of a sudden, there's a mitzvah uvelakachtem lechem b'yoyim harishon. So the truth is, this is a very long discussion, especially if we're going to go through all the different chazals and the machshavos and some of the pnimiyos haTorah. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, as we go through the latter part of the Masechta, we'll be able to get to some of it. But just to see a glimpse into what the Mefarshei HaMitzvah is, most notably the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim, and the Sefer HaChinuch say, Poshib Zhat, what is the mitzvah of Dalet Minim all about? So the Rambam says that the reason there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, we mentioned this already in the Masechta, she is simcha v'sosoin al yitziyosam min hamidbar, shehoya loimokim zera v'te'eno v'gefen v'rimoin, umayim ein lishtois, el mokim atzei pri v'naharis. Hashem wanted a zecher to the fact that the Yidin left the midbar. We should remember that we were in the Midbar, we didn't have a Prietz Hadar, we didn't have Kapis Tamarim, we didn't have Anafetz Oves, we didn't have Arvei Nachal. Now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, we do. And to remember the fact that we left the Midbar, we entered Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to take these 4 minutes. Now the truth is, when we were in the Midbar, we didn't have apples, we didn't have oranges, we didn't have bananas, there were a lot of things we didn't have. So why is it that we take an esrig? Why is it that we take a lulav? Why isn't this? So the Rambam gives different reasons for it. He says, number one, these are beautiful peiros. If someone's a bucky and peiros, he would understand that. He says, not just that, these are very available peiros. These are peiros that you could always find in Eretz Yisrael. Iker kiyum ha-mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem wanted that these should be peiros that are going to be readily available. He says, not just that, these are things that don't go bad. They don't go bad. So a fruit can, after 7 days, not look so nice anymore. It can physically spoil. These are things that don't spoil. And as a result, we were instructed that these are the peiros and the things that we should take. But the Rambam says, this is a zecher to the fact that we left the Midbar and we entered Eretz Yisrael. It's actually a very interesting idea because there's so many mitzvahs that we do zecher li yetzias Mitzrayim. This is not zecher li yetzias Mitzrayim. This is zecher li yetzias HaMidbar. Right? It's the Lashon HaRambam. She is simcha v'sosoin al yetziyosam in HaMidbar. It's a zecher li yetzias HaMidbar. Interesting concept. But that's what Alaminim is. It's remembering the fact that we were in the Midbar. We were locked up over there for a very, very long time. And it was, there were a lot of nisyonis over there. And Hashem took us out of the Midbar. Zecher liyetziyosam in HaMidbar. Not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias HaMidbar. We have a mitzvah to take the Alaminim. The Chinuch says a different idea. The Chinuch says that the reason there's a mitzvah to take the Alaminim during Sukkot has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with Yetzias HaMidbar. It has nothing to do with Anani HaKovid. It has nothing to do with Sukkos Mamish. But rather, the reason there's a mitzvah is, it's because of what's going on in the world at that time. We're not farmers, most of us. And as a result, we can't fully appreciate what it was like once upon a time. But Amol, a person would be Zereya, literally, Khan, and he would be Zerim Bedimma, and he would work his field, and he would have to go through seasons. It's going to rain, it's not going to rain. And then finally, there was the Chag HaOsif. There was the time where you were ready to be able to reap the rewards of all your hard work, and you were finally able to take all the things that you had worked on. That Zman of Osif was Sukkot's time. And that's why the Torah refers to Sukkot as Chag HaAsif. That's what Sukkot says. So this is the Chag HaAsif. It's the time that people go and they gather all the tefuah that grew into their fields. Says the Chinuch, this was a very, very happy time. You can understand why this was a very, very happy time. People were very, very besimcha. So Eibushter wanted that during this time that people are besimcha, they should take that simcha and they should channel it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you should do. And that's why we have a yontif of Sukkot, of usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekeichem shivat yamim. This yontif of Sukkot, which is a mitzvah that zman simcha seinu, it's something that's inherently rooted in simcha. And the idea is, because this is anyways a zman of simcha. So instead of l'simcha mazu oisa, let's take the simcha, let's channel it for a davar kodesh. Let's channel it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Chinuch, Hashem wanted us to remember constantly that the simcha that we have right now should be channeled to Hashem. So how do we remember that? We take Dalad Minim. The Dalad Minim are the maskirim. These are the things that are going to remind us that even though we're besimcha right now, but this simcha is really a simcha that we're dedicating, that we're channeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. He says, why'd we take Dalet Minim and why these Dalet Minim? So he gives reasons for it. But the side of what the Dalet Minim are, his Russian is, they're maskirim. That's what they are. These are things, their function and their purpose is to remind the Yid. Tzivonu Hashem lokachas ben yodenu dvorim ha-maskirin oisanu. Ki kol simchas libenu l'shmoyu l'chvoide. In other words, the Dalet Minim are like tzitzis. Uschartem. There's things that we have that are maskirim. They're meant to remind us. And that's what the Dalet Minim is all about. This is all about being maskirim. So regardless, as you can see, it's a little bit unclear what the Pashup Shad is, why we have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. According to the Rambam, it's Zeichel Yetzias HaMidbar. So Sukkot is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Sukkot component. And then the Dalet Minim is a Zeicher to the Yetzias Min HaMidbar. Fascinating idea. According to the Chinuch, these are maskirim. It's to remind us that this is Man Simcha Seinu. Again, hard for us to appreciate it because the world's a little different today. But Zecher to the fact that there's an idea that this is Man of Simcha, and to remind us to channel the Simcha in the right direction, this is something that we're supposed to do. So this is the Agada portion of the introduction to Dalet Minim. As it relates to the more lumnus. So we spoke in the introduction to Lulav HaGazel, that if you go through the Pasuk, it's clear that there's two mitzvahs, Shtayim Shein Achas, in this very, very one simple Pasuk as it relates to Dalet Minim. The Torah says, Ulkachtam Lechem B'yom Erishim Priya Yitzhah, the Kapas Tmar, Vanafe Yitzhaviz, Arvei Nachal. And then it says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivaz Yom. So the ratio of the Pasuk is, Ulkachtam Lechem B'yom Erishim. The Seif of the Pasuk is, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivaz Yom. So what's the Pshat? So it's before in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that there were two mitzvahs. There was a mitzvah Dalet Minim B'Mikdash, and there was a mitzvah Dalet Minim B'Gvul, going backwards. In the Mikdash, the mitzvah was 7 days. Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem means in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mikdash, there was a mitzvah. Uvusmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. B'Gvulin, anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there the mitzvah was only one day. Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yom Erishin. Stating that, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochim and Zakeh made a takana. Zeichel HaMikdash, one of the many takanas that he made Zeichel HaMikdash was that being that now there's no Mikdash, so there's going to be no Dalet Minim 7 days, so let's have Dalet Minim 7 days. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, you took Dalet Minim 1 day. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, as a Zeichel HaMikdash, every year, no matter where he is, he has a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, to take Dalet Minim all 7 days. But the truth is that there's a very important difference in lumdus between the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, the first day, B'Gvulin, and the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, 7 days, in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's a difference in lumdus between the mitzvah of Ulekachtem Lochem P'yoyim Arishoyin and between the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. We know that part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is to take the Dalet Minim and to do Nanuim. The mitzvah is to take the lulav and to shakal the lulav. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov, Reish, Nun, Aleph, Sevkot, and Hei. Yinaneya b'shoshem mevarech. When a person makes the bracha, you make the bracha on the tilas lulav, so he's supposed to shakal the lulav. V'chein yinaneya b'hoidul Hashem pamachas. And then there are different times during davening, during halal, that he's supposed to do nanun. By hoidul Hashem, u'b'hoidul Hashem shebesoyv, shekoiflen oisoy, and then by on Hashem oishiyana, on Hashem atzlichana. So this is all mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov, Reish, Nun, Aleph. But the point is, there's a mitzvah of Nanur. Now the truth is, this mitzvah of Nanur, is it
a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah derabanan. It's ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. So at first glance, it would seem to be a mefurish gemara. The gemara says on daf mem beis amud aleph. I'm going to quote the lashon gemara out of context. Ha mid da agbe nafik be. The gemara is talking about dalad minim, and the gemara says as soon as you pick up the dalad minim, once you lift it. Nothing, but at that point you're already yaitza. And all the achroinim and even the rishonim are medayik, that it sounds like from this gemara, mid the agve nafikbe, that the nanuim are not ma'akev. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to do nanuim, but at the same time, you want to know what the mitzvah of dalaminim is just to take it. Mid the agve naf, do a hagbah. Once you do a hagbah, you lift it off the ground, you will fulfill the mitzvah, lakachtam lechem v'yoyim rishon. At that point, you were yaitza in the mitzvah. Either something called nanuim, that's true, but the nanuim is not going to be ma'akev. Stating that, the Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, in Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Daman Aleph, he asks Akasha, he says it's Sorech Iyun, and it bothers him very, very much. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Daman Aleph discusses, at what age is a katan obligated to take Dalet Minim because of Chinuch? So a father has an obligation to be Mechanech his child with mitzvahs. So what's the age at which point the father has an obligation to be Mechanech his child? Says the Mishnah, katan hayoideya linaneya, a cotton that knows how to do nanuim is chayev alul. I don't understand. We just proved from the Gemara that says mid the agbe nafikbe that nanuim is not ma'akev. In fact, nanuim, it sounds like, is a dinderabanan. It's a nice thing to add on to your mitzvah of dalaminim. But mid the raisa for sure, mid the agbe nafikbe. Once you pick up the dalaminim, at that point, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, if that's the case, why cotton hayoidea linanea chayev alulav? Once the cotton knows how to pick up a lulav, at that point, he should be obligated in a chinuch. Once he knows how to be a mid the agbe, so at that point, he knows how to be a nafikbe. So at that point, he's already shayach to the mitzvah. Once you're shayach to the mitzvah, at that point, you should be chayev a. Meaning, what's the methodology of cotton hayoidea linanea chayev alulav? What's the svar? Once the cotton knows how to do the mitzvah, at that point, the father has an obligation to be mechanech and to do the mitzvah. Katan ayedel in aneya. See, if the nanuim was the mitzvah, if it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, if it's a chiv day raisal ikuvas, I understand. Katan ayedel in aneya, chayib alulav. But in the Gemara, it's clear, mid the agbe nafikbe. All you need to do is pick up the lulav. You don't have to do any nanuim. So, freitach sam soifet, tzorich ian. I don't understand. Why isn't the halacha that once a katan knows how to pick up the lulav, at that point, the father should already have an obligation. The father should already have an obligation to be mechanechim. So, the chsam soifet has a very big chiddush to answer this question. Maybe we'll save that for another day. But the Netziv, in his Meroy Meisadan, it's on this Mishnah right here, Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Daman Aleph, says a beautiful teretz. It says a very big yisoid. He says, what's the mitzvah of chinuch? Pasha. The mitzvah of chinuch is chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yosim imeno. The mitzvah of chinuch is train a child to do mitzvahs like this. When he gets older, he'll be ruggle, ready to do mitzvahs. It's not that we want the cotton's mitzvah. That's not what this is about. That's Torah. That's a whole different deal. Like Rav Aaron says, Mishnas Rav Aaron and the Shmuzen. But when it comes to mitzvahs, a cotton's mitzvah, we're not vying for the cotton's mitzvah. It's a very simple cheshbon. We want a cotton to train himself to do something. It's like this, when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's going to be very easy. Right, when a child becomes bar mitzvah, so you sit him down, you tell him what a lulav is now, you tell him about tefillin, right, that's what you tell him. Those are the things he needs to know. Everything else he knows already. Why? Because he's been doing it since he's a child. That's what chinuch is all about. Says the Netziv, being that midrabbanan you have to do nanuim, even though midrashi you don't have to do nanuim, it doesn't make sense to train a child to take dalet minim where he's not going to do nanuim. Because you know what's going to happen? Gam ki yaskin layosim imena. He's going to become bar mitzvah, and he's going to get older, and he's going to be accustomed to taking dalet minim without doing the nanuim. And that goes against the whole spirit of what chinuch is all about. So says the Netziv, if a person would pick up a lulav and he wouldn't do nanuim, like the Gemara says, of course he would fulfill the mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah of chinuch. We're not trying to get the cotton to klapi shmaya galya fulfilled. This is not about the cotton's mitzvah. It's about training the cotton so when he becomes bar mitzvah, he knows what to do. So then you better make sure he does it right. Because if he does it wrong, so now your whole purpose is going to backfire. You've been trying to get the cotton to do what's right, and now you just train him how to do it wrong. So davka katan ayedei linaneya, he knows how to do the mitzvah deraisa and the mitzvah. It's true, it's a mitzvah derabanan. But if he doesn't know how to fulfill the mitzvah derabanan, then there's going to be
oh, the wrong gam kiaske leyosimi mena. So was passed that mitzvah from chinuch? So zogt in et zib that chasam soif had gefragt zorich iun. He doesn't understand why isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch for the katan to be mekayim dayraisa? Zogt in et zib a davar poshin and a davar nifla. He says because the whole idea of chinuch is gam kiaske leyosimi mena. If the katan doesn't know how to do it in a way that he'll need to do it when he's older, or be a midrabanan, what's the difference? At the end of the day, he'll have to fulfill the midrabanan. So being that he won't be able to do it in that right way, that's why there's no mitzvah of chinuch at all. But the truth is, this idea of the nanuim being only a derabanan as opposed to deraisa is a tiny bit more complicated. The Mishnah said, you learned the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim kidei lenanea by kasha. A lulav that's three tvachim and has an extra tefach, meaning it's really four tvachim. And the extra tefach is kidei lenanea by, allows you to do nanuim, the halacha is kasher, this lulav is going to be kosher. It sounds a little bit like the shear of a lulav, which is four tefachim midday raisa, is based on the fact that you have to have the ability to do nanuim. So the achronim ask that I understand. The Gemara said midday agbe nafik be. Once you lift it, you're ready yaitza midday raisa. Nanuim is just extra credit. Maybe it's not even midday raisa. So why then does it infiltrate the shear? Why does the shear take the nanuim into account? Meaning, katan hayadeh l'naneya, so there the halach is, the chayav belulav, so we have the netziv, we could say lamdis, where maybe chinuch takes the derabanan into account as well. But here we're dealing with the shear d'iraisa. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim, kideh l'naneya by kosher. It sounds like the nanuim is mid'iraisa. It sounds like it is ma'akiv. So l'chura, how do you reconcile these two ideas? On the one hand, sukkim and beizam et aleph, mid'agve nafik bay, once you lift the lulav, you're ready, it sounds like the nanuim are certainly not ma'akiv. Then you have the shear, which is predicated on there being an ability to do nanuim. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim, kidei l'naneya by kasha. So just one lumdis, which goes to the core of understanding the mitzvah of da'al minim, and we'll pick up on this in Yetz Hashem. But the lumdis is as follows. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this is in the Mikroi Kodesh, it's in Sukkis Chelik Beis, it's Simen Yud Zayin. So he brings a mahalach that he heard from Yedidi Hagoyin, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla. So the grip, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, who wrote his famous magnum opus on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbi Zadya Goyen. So he, in his grip, said a beautiful teretz. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah, say, of Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishayim and the mitzvah, say, of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishayim, there's a mitzvah to take Dalamin. So what's the mitzvah of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom? There's a mitzvah to be besimcha lefnei Hashem shivas yom. That's the makar that in the Beis HaMikdash it was a mitzvah to take dalin minim for 7 days. Now the truth is, it doesn't say anything about dalin minim. It says usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. Now it's in the pasuk of ulakachtam lechem b'yom rishon priyei tzadik apetzvam nafisav v'avri nachal. So there's certainly a very glaring, not such subtle clue that we mean dalin minim. But at the end of the day, the Torah never said lokachtam lechem. The Torah never said dalin minim. The Torah said usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. The teretz is that when a person takes dalim minim, it brings simcha. Again, it's hard for us to appreciate why taking dalim minim brings joy. The only joy we can understand that it brings is the simcha shal mitzvah, which is mitzvah slav lahanis netno maybe. But the point is, once upon a time, in a very physical, practical sense, taking dalim minim was something that brought you joy, especially during that time of year. It was something that brought you joy. So there's a mitzvah of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim, and the way you mekayim the mitzvah of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim is by taking the dalim minim. Now the truth is there are other ways as well. We're going to learn about simchas beis hasheva. Kol shloi ros simchas beis hasheva. Right, loi ros simcha b'yom. Why was there a mitzvah of simchas beis hasheva? So if you do it, it's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says because it was a mitzvah of nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, and it says ushaftem mayim besoslin. The Rambam says it's this pasuk. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. There was a mitzvah to be besimcha shivas yomim lefnei Hashem. That's simchas beis hasheva, and that's why it was in the Beis Hamikdash, because it's a din lefnei Hashem. In other words, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim doesn't only mean dalim minim. It means usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. Dalim minim is a way for you to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. So said Hagoyin Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla. He said lefi zeh yesh lohimer. Why is there a mitzvah to do not? What's nanuim even all about? So, moilach, mevi, maila, moirid, all the ruchais and all the things that are above our pay grade that go on when a yid does it. But what's pashup shot?
Why is there a mitzvah of Nanum? The Rishonim discuss it. He brings two Mekairis. He brings from the Talmidim of Rashi in the Sefer Pardes Agadol. The Talmidim of Rashi in Siman Kuf Pei Tes. They say as follows. That Rabbeinu Shloime, referring to Rashi, he used to do Nanuim. Avadah is a mitzvah to do Nanuim. So he said, V'nana Rabbeinu Shloime la'achash ha'oilach ve'hevi shneim ve'hel v'hoir. They were describing their Rebbe. Exactly. Their Rebbe was Rashi. The way Rashi did his Nanuim, and he said, he did this whole thing, V'tamoy mishum simcha. And the reason he did it was because he held it that Nanuim is all about simcha, and that's why he did it in the way he did it. And he added to that, that the Pasuk says, Harim roktu ke'elim hainu Nanuim. That's what Rashi said. This is like a drush from Rashi. He said, "Harim roktu ke'elim." The Talmidim of Rashi heard from their Rebbe is referring to the Nanuim, and just like the Harim roktu ke'elim b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, that's why we do the Nanuim. But the point is that what's the inyan of Nanuim? V'tamay mishum simcha. Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau said that it's mefurish in the Meiri as well. The Meiri is in Masechta Sukkot of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. His lashon is Hananuim heim lis'oirus simcha. It's all about simcha. So the Grip said, "Meiridik." The mitzvah's dalet minim on the first day is a mitzvah of ulekachtam lochem. The mitzvah's netila. The mitzvah's netila? Who said anything about simcha? Who said anything about nanuim? There the Gemara says in Sukkim and Beizam and Aleph, mid the agbe nafikbe. Over the mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, there the mitzvah's usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivaz yomim. The mitzvah is simcha. The dalet minim is just the hechetimtzu of simcha. Over the ikum mitzvah is simcha. If the ikum mitzvah is simcha, is yesh loymar. There's an inyan to be moisif, his oiris of simcha, haharim rok tuchem, do anything you could do for simcha, v'shas you're taking the dalet minim. So is this a chiddush? Of course it's a chiddush. But to be miyashiv, this big pella, the contradictory insinuations from the sugyas. Are the nanuim ma'akiv or are they not ma'akiv? Here you have the shir where the nanuim seem to play a role in the shir. Mitzad sheni mida'ag be nafik be. So said, Hagoyin Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, and Ritzi Pesach brings it from Yedidi, from his friend Hagrip. He said, Yesh loyma, there's a difference between ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishayin and usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yom. Ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishayin, all you need to do is a lekicha. That's mida'ag be is going to be nafik be. As it relates to shivas yomim, usmachtam, there the mitzvah simcha, sinirtskin. So midag be nafik be, yeah, that's true as it relates to the ulakachtam lechem. Katan ayadel and anei achayev belulav. Maybe that's negeya the smachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Ayin shami is mafalful, but the point is how to reconcile each individual thing and what the right nusach is in terms of how to say it. But this is just the aside. I heard once from Rabbi Shua Abishlita that he said that he heard from Rabbi Yomin Paler. Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, and then he said someone told him that he heard it from Meshulam David Alevi Soloveitchik. Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. They were both mechavim to the same thing, and they wanted to say a very big chiddush, and this is just going to bring everything together, and we'll end with this, and that is a lulav agazel is possible, not just the first day. A lulav agazel is possible all 7 days, and the Gemara says why? Bishlam, I mean, the first day I understand, but the rest of Yontif, why should it be possible? So the Gemara said because it's a mitzvah baba avera. So Rav Paler and Rav David Soloveitchik both said that Yesh Loimar, this that a lulav agazel is possible because a mitzvah baba avera, that's only begvulin. That's only where the mitzvah is a mitzvah of ulakachtam lechem b'yom rishon. However, could be as it relates to usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, as it relates to the mitzvah of taking dalet minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe over there there's not going to be a halacha of a lulav agazel possible. Why? Because mitzvah baba avera, we spoke at this lamdas earlier in the week, that's only where the actual kiyama mitzvah is bal yadei avera, where the heftza of the mitzvah is bal yadei avera. So he said the first day of Sukkot, what's the heftza mitzvah? It's the lulav. It's the dalet minim. That is the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Ulekachtam lechem b'yayim erishayin. What's the heftz of the mitzvah? It's the dalet minim. If the heftz of the mitzvah is gegazelt, it's a lulav agazel. You can't be yoitza. Mitzvah baba avera. But the 7 days of Sukkot, what's the heftz of the mitzvah? Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. You know what the heftz of the mitzvah is? You. Your simcha, the simcha is the heftz of the mitzvah. The dalet minim is just a way of an oifin. It's a vehicle. It's hechetimtza for the kiyam of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. That's all it is. So if it's all a hechetimtza, it's a vehicle of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. So the heftz of the mitzvah is no longer the lulav. The lulav is the hechsher. It's the hechetimtza. But the mitzvah is the smachtam. This is mamish the lumdus that we spoke at earlier in the week from Rabbi Baruch Ber. That Rabbi Baruch Ber said that if somebody would eat
eat the first night of matzah gzula, it would be a mitzvah baba aveira. However, if somebody would eat the kezayis rishayna, the first night of sukkah, it wouldn't be a mitzvah baba aveira. He said, because the first night of Pesach, the erev toichlu matzahs, the matzah is the heftza of the mitzvah. But on sukkah, the sukkah is the heftza of the mitzvah. You need to be mekayim basukkah teshvu. The way of being mekayim basukkah teshvu is by eating a little bit of challah. But the challah is just a chetimtza for you to be mekayim basukkah teshvu. Oh, but the chetza from the mitzvah is not the challah. The chetza of the mitzvah is the sukkah. That's the lumdus. The first day of sukkah is the chetza of the mitzvah is the dalad minim. Lulav agazel is possible. But the 7 days of yontif, the smachtel of nei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim, the chetza of the mitzvah is the simcha. The chetza of the mitzvah is the simcha, so the lulav is only the hechetimtza. Again, just to bring out the lumdus, the distinct that you have with lekachtel lechem b'yom rishon, you have with smachtel lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yom. But one thing is clear, and that is midday raisa today we only have a mitzvah of dal minim one day, lekachtel lechem b'yom rishon. Once upon a time when there was a beis hamikdash, there was a mitzvah for 7 days. That was with smachtel lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yom. When we keep sukkah 7 days, it's only a zecher. It's a zecher to the fact that once upon a time there was a mitzvah of usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, and that's really all it is. But just to end with one last ta'ara, and that is, when we say that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah of 7 days, what does that mean? There was a mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. What does mikdash mean? Pasha means Beis HaMikdash, and Dazara, Darabayis, right? That's pasha what it means. But as you do, the Rambam Shita is that wherever it says mikdash, anywhere and everywhere, mikdash means Yerushalayim. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So here's the question. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, but we have Yerushalayim today. And the Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashayta V'loy Kitchel Asalavoy, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael today as it relates to Chumas and Maisres, but Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is Mepnei Ashchina. The Shechina is in Yerushalayim today, just like it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha. That's the Rambam Shita by going on the Har HaBayis. But that is the Shita Ser Rambam. So if that's the case, L'churit should come out that in Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeh, there's a mitzvah's dalid minim, even midday raisa. You have usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. If it's only in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But if it's in Yerushalayim, then l'churit you should have usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, even Bizman Azeh, in Yerushalayim. That means if someone lives in Yerushalayim, and this is the old city, meaning the parts of Yerushalayim that trace themselves back to the original boundaries of Yerushalayim. So if someone's in that part of Yerushalayim, l'chayra, he'd be chayim and dalim minim, potentially midday raisa. So think about it. If you're outside Yerushalayim, you don't have a mitzvah of dalim minim, days 2 through 7 of Sukkot. If you're in Yerushalayim, you do. So here's the question. Why don't us as Jews have an obligation to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, but to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, we mekayim the mitzvah of dalim minim? Not to be a l'regel, and not for whatever other reason. There should be a mitzvah to go to the Ir Atika, to take Dalad Minim, to fulfill a mitzvah d'iraisa. Because when you're in Chutz Laaretz, you can't fulfill the mitzvah d'iraisa. All you have is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Zecher. If, however, you have a mitzvah in the Mikdash, and the Mikdash is defined as Yerushalayim, and you have Kedushas Yerushalayim, because this is all the Rambam Shita. So someone that goes with the Rambam, for sure, is Dr. Rambam. Milonu gadol me'arambam. So if you have the Rambam Shita, l'chayre, there should be a mitzvah and a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim simply to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalam Minim Adai Raisa. This is a major question. There's a lot to talk about this, and Yetz Hashem, this will be part 2.